بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu were once sitting with Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu told Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu that Hazrat Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu had passed away, leaving behind some wealth, and asked him what he thought about it. Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu replied that there was no harm in leaving behind wealth if he had given what was due to it, what was due on it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon hearing this, Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu lifted the stick that he was carrying and he struck Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu, and he said that he had heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, if I own gold equal to the amount of this mountain, which I could spend and which would be accepted from me, I would not like to leave behind even 6 oqiyas, meaning a small weight, a small portion of it. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu then turned to Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu and asked him 3 times to tell him if he had not heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying these words. And Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu had affirmed and said that he had heard him. Ahnaf bin Qais rahimahullah says, I was once sitting with a group of the Quraysh in Madinah Munawwara when a man came there. He had stiff, dry and untidy hair. He was dressed in rough cloth and looked like an ordinary man. He stopped by them, he greeted them saying, Assalamu alaikum, and then spoke to the people. Tell those who hoard up treasures that a rock heated in the fire of Jahannam will be placed on their chests. Its heat will cause their flesh to melt and to boil over their shoulders. The rock will then be put on their shoulders, causing it to flow from their chests. Saying this, he went into the masjid and sat down. I did not know who this person was, so I followed him, sat near him and said, the people there did not take what you said seriously. In fact, they did not like what you said. The man replied, they are fools who have no understanding. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was my most beloved friend who once said to me, O Abu Zar, do you see Mount Uhud over there? I said that I did. He then said, if I had gold to the amount of that mountain, I would love to spend all of it except for 3 dinars, that is to keep it to pay off my debt. After this, Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu said, these people have no sense. They go on collecting wealth. By Allah, I do not expect them to give me any money and do not need to ask them for anything, and I don't need to ask them anything about my religion. Then why should I feel afraid to tell them exactly what I believe to be true? SubhanAllah.